Welcome to the December 28th, 2023 edition of Fortnite by the National Golf Foundation. Unlock your success with NGF's expert services, which include direct email marketing, digital marketing, facility consulting, and research and analytics. To learn more about the services we offer, or if you're not a member and interested in becoming one, call us at 888-275-4643 or email Mo at mbaldwin@ngf.org. That's mbaldwin@ngf.org. The title of today's Fortnite is A Developing Situation. One of the byproducts of golf's pandemic-fueled resurgence has been an uptick in course construction. It's important to note, however, that the U.S. isn't in the early stages of another building boom. The best-supplied golf market in the world is still seeing more course closures than new openings. But landowners and developers who were sitting on the sidelines for a while are finding opportunity in certain markets that can support it. Consider that this year's new openings were heavily weighted in states like Florida, Texas, and South Carolina. Nationwide, NGF is currently tracking 69 new courses of varying lengths and type under construction and another 47 that are in planning. When it comes to courses actively under construction, the current count is a far cry from the 400-plus that were being built two decades ago, but almost double the recent three-year pre-pandemic average. NGF members interested in learning more can purchase our construction report, which tracks projects from the planning stages to opening day. This year, there have been more new openings in the U.S. than any time in more than a decade, some of which you can read about on our website found in the Spotlight section titled Noteworthy Number of New Course Openings for 2023. The figures pertain specifically to all new courses, whether it's in addition to an existing course or a ground-up project. There's even far greater investment across the industry in the form of ongoing improvements at existing golf facilities, from renovations and restorations to full rebuilds. When it comes to current new course development specifically, there are some marked differences. First, about two-thirds of brand new course projects are private clubs. By comparison, private facilities account for about 25% of the national supply. And second, about two-thirds of new course additions are at public facilities. Once the year-end numbers are finalized next month, members will be able to find more in NGF's forthcoming facilities and golf industry reports, such as the Graphis Report, formerly known as the State of the Industry Report. With everything that's happening in an evolving industry, now is the time for you to join thousands of other businesses, facilities, organizations, and individuals in the NGF member community. Well, that wraps up this edition of Fortnite. We hope you enjoyed reading it as much as we enjoyed writing it. Don't forget to check out our services and member options. And as always, thanks for listening. We'll be back again in a fortnight.